Randy, one of the questions I've had asked of me over the years is, what happens to pets when they die? Now, we've heard it said all dogs go to heaven. Mm-hmm. I think I can make a pretty good case for cats not entering into heaven. I'm just kidding. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Send your cards and letters to Greg Laurie.
Yes, that's right. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, people. But play a laugh track, Dave, so they know I'm kidding right now. Okay, so anyway, seriously, though, Randy, what happens to our pets? We can grow very attached to them. They become a part of our family. When a pet dies, where do they go?
Well, I just had an experience, was a year and a half ago, when our golden retriever, Maggie, was going to die, and we knew it. And I took a walk with our grandsons, Jake and Ty, who live nearby, and they'd grown up around Maggie. And when they would come over and spend the night, we'd go on walks and adventures together out in the woods, and us along with Maggie. And so I got those guys together and we took one last walk with Maggie, and they were saying goodbye to Maggie. But I was saying, you know, here's the thing, guys. I mean, I actually believe that Maggie will be on the new earth with us and your dog, Felix, and all that. And here's why. Because Romans chapter 8 says that the whole creation groans with longing, looking forward to the resurrection of God's children. And he keeps saying the whole creation. There's people groan and we suffer. Well, who else suffers besides people? Well, animals. And so he's saying the whole creation's looking forward to the resurrection. Well, why? It would make no sense to be saying that unless there were other suffering beings, and who else would that be but animals? Mm-hmm. So then it comes down to, I think that's clearly saying some animals alive today that have suffered in this world will be on the new earth and live there forever. And which animals? Well, then I think it becomes, and this is just supposing, you can't prove it biblically, but I think that God would very likely take the animals that he entrusted to our care, that he loved, and made us to love. And animals can have a ministry in your life. I come home to my dog Gracie now every day, and I'm telling you, she is a comfort to me since Nancy has gone to be with Jesus. I mean, I loved that dog before, but there's times where I'm crying and she's just cuddling up to me, and God is ministering to me through her. So I think that the relationships that we have with animals, I would not at all be surprised if they're there. In fact, I'd be very surprised if they weren't there. Now, God is God and he knows what's best, and whatever it is will be better than anything we can imagine. But I really think we'll be reunited with pets in heaven. I think that's a huge encouragement to children. Families that have, and I know lots of families because I've written on this, lots of families have shared how much it meant to them reading from Heaven for Kids and what I say about animals and pets in there, and also the Big Heaven book, because we love these creatures and God loves them too. And think about Noah and the ark. Think about if you read Genesis 6 through 9, I think there's about 4 or 5 times where God makes his promise, his covenant, with all living creatures. In other words, he's making a point of saying, I'm not just talking about with the people, I'm talking about with the animals that I'm rescuing and taking onto the ark. And that tells you something about God's heart for animals.
You know, and also in the new earth, you know, we read about the lamb and the lion together and a little child leading them. And you wonder about the really cool pets we could have on the new earth. How about a pet lion? Now, that is a cat I could get behind.
Yes.
A pet lion or a leopard or a pet elephant, or swim around on the back of your own personal dolphin or orca, whale, or who knows. But it's going to be great. And, you know, we also think about the fact that sometimes animals speak. Specifically, God opened the mouth of Balaam's donkey, had some words for the prophet. So maybe we'll even have pet talking animals. Is that possible? Randy Alcorn, theologian and author of many books on heaven.
No pressure, Randy. No pressure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, have you ever thought about the biblical account where Eve is talking with the snake? She hears a snake talking. Now you would think that she would go, "Oh my word. What's going on? A snake is talking. It must be possessed by the devil." You know, that doesn't happen. And it's almost like, why does it not make a big deal out of the fact that an animal is talking? Well, is it possible that some animals did talk? And we know that the curse has made us dumber. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sure the brilliance of Adam and Eve, we just could hardly, conceive. But sin clouds everything. Well, part of the curse upon animals, they fell on our coattails, so to speak. It wasn't their sin, but our sin that they came under and under the curse. Well, maybe they just became much less intelligent or capable of verbalizing that some of them, maybe all of them, but at least some of them were once capable of talking. I think that's very possible. And of course, Lewis really picks up on this in the Chronicles of Narnia, and you've got the talking animals. So that gives me a great occasion to address that in the Heaven for Kids book, because I keep quoting from Narnia.